Hi, this is Jeff Brandler. Welcome to the latest edition of Brandler Bits. It has been a long, bumpy ride in our COVID-19 quarantine and dealing with it over and over again. Over the past few months, we've all been locked in and locked down. And through Brandler Bits, we've come up with a bunch of exercises to help reduce your anxiety. Well, now we've hit a new phase. The world is starting to open up, and we have different things to think about. And at the same time, people are still examining and dealing with the same day-to-day things. Kids who are being homeschooled, couples and families that are working from home, the same issue's still there, and it's been a ride. In the beginning, it was a novelty. It was, okay, this will be for a few weeks. But a few weeks has turned into a few months. And now this is looking like that phrase that we all have, that new normal. And this is going to go on for quite a while. So today on Brandler Bits, that's what we're going to look at. How do we handle now? And what are some strategies we can use for the now as we go through this? One of the things that comes to mind is that we're all just staying afloat. We're not surfing. We're not catching big waves and having beautiful long rides. We're just staying afloat. We are staying above the water, just doing our very best to stay safe and stay calm as we can and just get through our day-to-day functioning. People have said to me, but why should be doing better? I mean, after all, I should be exercising more. I should be eating healthier. I should be, you know, really taking this time and making the best of it. And okay, but you're not. It's okay. Easy on the should button. And maybe identify what it is you can do differently instead of shoulding all over yourself. As we go through this opening up of the COVID, you know, we're starting to examine what the risk factors are, because everybody has them. There's lots of people who decide that there is no problem at all. And there's lots of people that are really liking being locked down. They almost have a quasi-agoraphobia, where their home is safe at home and there's no problems here. But ultimately, our health depends on moving out and doing some more things. And we all have to decide what our own individual risk is and how much of that risk we are willing to take. Everybody needs to look at what they're willing to do, whether that's takeout, whether that's curbside, whether that's going to a park, whether that's going to a golf course, grocery stores, other stores, the beach. Everybody's got their own place where they're drawing the line. Everyone has to draw their line. And as we go through this more and more from the anxiety, we also come up with the other feelings. We come up with the anger. We come up with frustration. We come up with sadness. We come up with all the symptoms of grief because we are all missing something. I was thinking the other day how I'm missing spontaneity. The ability to say, I'm going to run to the store and get a few items. Oh, that's a 3-hour trip now. Or just running out to a restaurant and having dinner. Can't do that. So all the things that we're missing, that we're grieving, that we're losing, that we're angry, that we're frustrated, these are part of where we are. This is where we are right now. These are our feelings. These are the situations that are coming up. And we have to deal with it. The other basic problem in all of this is that our future is unknown. We don't have a date. We don't have a plan. We have nothing. If someone said, you know, here's the date, it's May 1st next year, nobody would like the date, but we'd have one. We don't have a date. There is no date. We're just going through this day by day, hoping and praying that things get better as they have, but hoping and praying they continue to get better and we can go out and experience more of the world in a safer way. What we're left with is all these feelings, all these unknowns, and all these things that we cannot do a whole lot about. One of the most important things we have to do is we have to challenge the fears and turn them into facts. We have to cut back on the what-ifs, and we have to challenge the fears and say, okay, I'm afraid of this. Let's examine the scientific research that is available and determine what risks we are willing to take slowly. Some people will be comfortable taking no risk. There's nothing wrong with that. But everybody's going to find a place once they challenge that fear and say, yes, I'm comfortable with this. The other thing we can do is focus in on the present, not the future. The future is totally unknown. Not the past. That's a long time ago. Right here, right now, today, let's focus in on how we make today a good day. In addition, we have all these feelings. Instead of not trying to have the feelings, let's acknowledge the feelings. Let's write them down. Let's share them with others. We also can stay in good shape. Use all the tools at your disposal. Use your writing of your feelings. Use your prayer. Use your meditation. Use hypnosis. It is awesome. It is such a great thing that you can escape your brain for 20 minutes, 25 minutes, and go someplace else that's way more peaceful and way calmer than we are. Use all the tools at your disposal to improve yourself physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. We also need to ignore all of those people, and there's plenty of them, the ones who say, this is not a big deal, this is not a bad virus, this is nothing worse than the flu, I have my constitutional rights, and I should be able to do this and that and the other thing. We need to muffle and muzzle these people's and their voices in our heads. Focus in on what's most important. And the last suggestion that I have to get through this next phase of COVID is be grateful for the things that we all have. Because fortunately, hopefully, many people that are listening are healthy and well. And they know people that are healthy and well. Focus in on what you have. Focus in on what's important. And identify and acknowledge that. And if you're feeling particularly richer on a particular day in your emotions and in your place, do something for someone else. Call someone that you haven't spoken to in a while. Text someone that you haven't spoken to in a while. Just want to check in and say hi. See how you're doing through all this. And if you're feeling even a little bit better, do something else. Do something else small. Don't think big. Think something else that's going to matter. Because if we all do something small, a phone call, a text, an action that will be better for people, if we all do something, that's one more piece that we all get to contribute and appreciate in all of this COVID-19 stuff. And it just makes the world just a little bit better for everyone else. If you have any questions or comments about today's Brandler Bits, feel free to contact me. The easiest way is at my website, www.changeispossible.org. I'm Jeff Brandler. This is Brandler Bits. We'll be back with more bits somewhere down the road. Take care.